This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is not what you want to hear from the LA Fire Department.
We cannot arrive at your home in the recommended 4 minutes. Unfortunately, the city of Los Angeles, our 468 square miles, we can only reach 49.2% of those locations in 4 minutes.
It's February 20th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up today, Trump's transportation secretary gets shouted down by protesters. Here to talk about our long-delayed high-speed rail.
I think they were chanting, build a rail. It's been 17 years and $16 billion.
And a woman is rescued after being wedged in a drain pipe for days.
Somebody up above heard her cries and called 911.
Let's keep wiggling you out. Watch your head.
It's all coming up, but first this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. If you're having a heart attack or your house is on fire, you do not want to hear that the fire department can't get to you in the recommended amount of time. That's 4 minutes, according to a national firefighting group. LA City Fire says they often take much longer. Craig Figner breaks down this report that we just got in today.
Since 1960, Los Angeles grew in population, 1.5 million people, while the Los Angeles City Fire Department says it shrank, that it lost a half dozen fire stations across Los Angeles. Just one of several revelations in a written report from LAFD Chief Kristen Crowley, a report that was delivered in person from Battalion Chief Eric Roberts to LA's Public Safety Committee.
We cannot arrive at your home in the recommended 4 minutes. Unfortunately, the city of Los Angeles, our 468 square miles, we can only reach 49.2% of those locations in 4 minutes. And the reason for that is that our fire stations were built decades and decades ago. The population has grown by 1.5 million, and those station locations are simply inadequate. But most of Los Angeles falls in that medium hazard. And unfortunately, we're only able to get to your medium hazard occupancy 44% of the time, 4 out of 10 times. 6 out of 10 times, we're just not hitting the mark.
Going forward, this report says Los Angeles needs 62 new fire stations within the next half dozen years, if not sooner. And on LAFD's workforce, it says it remains at levels set before the invention of the cell phone. Despite the fact, LAFD says call volume has quadrupled since that time.
Before the invention of the cell phone, that would be 30, almost 40 years ago, maybe? Donald Trump's transportation secretary, Sean Duffy, was here in town today at Union Station, came to announce a review of the federal money that's being spent on our high-speed rail project between L.A. and SF. Karen Adams was there when it kind of went off the rails.
With chants of build the rail and no kings, just trains began just after Secretary Sean Duffy announced there will be a review of the $4 billion the Biden administration allocated for the project. He responded,
I think they were chanting build the rail. It's been 17 years and $16 billion and no rail has been built. So if you want to go protest somewhere, if you want to shout at someone, go to the governor's mansion. Go talk to Democrats in the legislature who have brought us this crappy project.
The protesters weren't hearing it.
People deserve transportation around the state of California. It is a well-thought-out plan. It deserves to be brought to completion.
The project has faced several setbacks over the years and has ballooned in cost.
Okay, that was the sideshow, but also want you to hear the substance of what Transportation Secretary Duffy said at this news conference at Union Station. He says the measure to build this was passed 17 years ago, and he talked about what voters were promised then, in his view.
They would have a high-speed rail from L.A. to San Francisco. It was going to be done by 2020, and it was going to cost $33 billion. And people were excited. They were thrilled. Take people off the road, out of the air, put them on rail, move them quickly. It was an exciting time. Exciting promises for an exciting project. Where are we today? Well, today we are severely, no pun intended, off track. So as we sit here, we're now looking at a piece of the project that's going to go from Merced to Bakersfield. And that project thus far is going to cost the California taxpayer and the federal taxpayer, at best estimates, $33 to $35 billion. At best, that portion of the project is not going to be completed until 2033, 2035, way after this whole project was to be completed. Joe Biden has promised another $4 billion for Merced to Bakersfield to complete the project. The problem is California is still short $6.5 billion. California doesn't have the money to complete the project, even with the federal promises that were made by the last administration. This project, if completed from LA to San Francisco, at best, it'll cost $106 billion. And so President Trump has thought about this project. He's talked about the project. And I think he was very kind when he said, this project has been mismanaged. And the president has called for an investigation. And what's that investigation about? Again, Joe Biden has promised another $4 billion to the project, to the Central Valley. And the question becomes, should that $4 billion be invested? And so I'm going to exercise my authority as the Secretary of Transportation. I'm going to direct the Federal Railroad Administration, or FRA, to initiate a compliance review of funding to the California High-Speed Rail Authority. This review is going to focus on that $4 billion, and it was for two construction projects as part of the Merced to Bakersfield construction. This is going to help determine whether billions of dollars in taxpayer money should remain committed to California's high-speed rail. We're going to look at whether California high-speed rail has actually complied with the agreements that they've signed with the federal government. And we can't just say we're going to give money and then not hold states accountable to how they spend that money. And to make sure that the California voting population, the California taxpayer, understands, even though they may be excited about this project, the project's not going to happen. There is no timeline in which you're going to have a high-speed rail that goes from LA to San Francisco. That timeline does not exist. And the estimates are incredibly rough. And so I think it's incumbent upon us as responsible legislators and those in the federal government to take a hard look at how we spend our money. And if California wants to continue to invest, that's fine. But we in the Trump administration are going to take a look at whether this project is worthy of a continual investment.
So that is what the Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy had to say. The head of the High-Speed Rail Authority says they welcome the federal investigation and says every dollar is counted for. Crazy rescue in the Inland Empire. This woman was wedged inside an underground storm drain for days. Emily Valdez heard from people who rescued her.
You got 5 more feet and then you're to me, okay, dear?
Just looking at the video would make anyone claustrophobic. A woman wedged very tightly inside a small storm drain right in the middle of downtown San Bernardino. This is audio of the actual rescue Tuesday morning.
Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to grab your feet and I'm going to pull you out like this, okay?
Firefighters don't know how the woman got in the storm drain, but they believe she was there for 3 days. Somebody up above heard her cries and called 911.
Let's keep wiggling you out. Watch your head.
Firefighter paramedic Ryan Beckers was there.
For many of us in our training as firefighters, we go through a system like that, and we go through, it's sort of a test where we try to get ourselves through a pipe like that, and I think that helped us communicate to her because we can kind of know what she was going through. You know, we sort of understood how it feels to be in that tight of space and to feel a little bit anxious.
We got you.
The woman, who hasn't been identified, was taken to a hospital.
Sheriff's deputies in Orange County are asking for help with a cold case murder that goes all the way back to the 80s. Victim's remains were found in 1983 near Canada and Old Trabuco Roads in what's now Lake Forest. Deputies didn't know who she was till a few years ago. That's when Deputy Bob Taft was urged to reach out to a Facebook group devoted to cold case killings, and a woman came forward saying it might be her missing mother.
Through the course of subsequent DNA confirmation, it was confirmed to be Maritza Green, and we confirmed her identification in March of 2024.
She's in her early 20s. She'd been married to a Marine who was later stationed at the former El Toro Marine Corps Air Station. He claimed the two broke up before he moved to Orange County, and he had no idea what happened to her. The Sheriff's Department's hoping somebody might remember Maritza. They say even the smallest clue could help break the case open. L.A. has one of the smallest police departments of any big city in America, 8,800 officers. And with so many big events coming to town, the 2028 Olympics included, there are questions about whether L.A.'s up to it. And KCAL News asked the LAPD chief, Jim McDonald, today if the department is going to be ready.
Absolutely, we can. And, you know, as we move forward and the significant amount of training and preparation that will go into it. But we're not going to do it alone. We're going to do it with our partners, the other law enforcement agencies, other government agencies, that when major events like this come to any city, no city on their own can sustain it. You have to have that partnership. And we have relationships that are looked upon as the best in the country as far as between the different federal, state, and local agencies. So we're blessed in that regard, and we'll be tapping our partners on the shoulder for help when the time comes.
And we saw how stretched the LAPD was when the fires happened, trying to protect the fire zones and police the rest of the city.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
New rules for clean air that would end up creating higher gas prices in California have been put on hold for now. The State Office of Administrative Law says legal standards weren't met, so the State Air Resources Board has a few months to fix the issues and resubmit, 120 days. The low carbon fuel standard is estimated would raise prices this year by 65 cents a gallon. We heard from energy and oil analyst Phil Flynn. He says the standard is bad policy, not realistic, because it wouldn't actually do anything to fight climate change.
I mean, California already has the most expensive, politically concocted blend of gasoline known to the mind of man. And they want to make it even more expensive. and more difficult to produce.
One official at the Air Resources Board says the new standard is necessary to comply with state law to reduce greenhouse gases to net zero by 2045. Is it a tax, though? The cost of gas is expected to go up because oil companies will probably pass their extra costs on to consumers. And that's the LA Local for this 20th of February, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 12 dealerships, lacarguy.com. 97.1 FM, ask your smart speaker to play KNX News. Get the Odyssey app, search for KNX News. I'm Alex Silverman, back tomorrow. See you.